Unit 8. The ABCs of Hangul. Page 92. Ask a Korean to name something uniquely Korean, and you will probably get a variety of answers. Some will say their food, especially the spicy national dish, kimchi. Some will say their traditional medicine, hanyak. Some will say their reliable, stylish industrial products. However, many will say their alphabet, the simple, elegant writing system known as Hangul. The Korean language is thousands of years old. Linguists say that it belongs to the same language family as Mongolian, Hungarian, Turkish, and Finnish. Korean also has Chinese influences. From the 5th century, Korean was written in Chinese characters. There were several systems of writing Korean, but the most successful was Idu, which added special symbols to the Chinese characters to indicate Korean verb endings. Unfortunately, the Idu writing system was very complicated. To read and write Idu, one had to learn thousands of intricate characters. Only scholars could master it. King Sejong the Great is the father of the modern alphabet system. Sejong became king in 1418. He ruled during a period of great economic, cultural, and political development in Korea, an era known as the Golden Age. Sejong was a swordsman, an astronomer, a poet, a musician, and a scholar. He founded the Chipyeonjeon, a royal academy of scholars. This institute published books on history, geography, agriculture, and medicine. An enlightened ruler, the king wanted all Koreans to be able to read and write, and he wanted the Korean language to have its own alphabet. Sejong once said that using Chinese characters to express ideas in Korean was like trying to fit a square tool into a round hole. Along with the academy, he began a 10-year project to design an easily learnable alphabet. When they completed their work in 1443, the king published a proclamation called Hanmingjongyum, correct sounds to instruct the people. In this document, the king wrote that because Chinese characters are a foreign writing system, they cannot truly capture Korean meaning. Common people have no way to express their thoughts and feelings. Therefore, we have created a set of 28 letters. The letters are easy to learn, and it is our hope that they will improve the lives of the people. The new alphabet later became known as Hangul, or Hangul, or Hangul, meaning great letters. Unlike Chinese, Hangul is a phonetic language. Each sign represents a sound, and unlike English, in which each letter may have several sounds, the pronunciation of the Korean letters is very regular. Originally, Hangul had 28 letters, but only 24 are used today. There are three basic vowels, shaped like the three most important elements in Taoist thought: sky, earth, and humanity. The symbol for the sky is a dot, the symbol for earth, a horizontal line, and the symbol for humanity, a vertical line. The other vowels are created by adding strokes to these basic symbols. The shape of the five basic consonants is based on the shape of the mouth and tongue when the sound is pronounced. Other consonants are variations on these five consonants. Letters are grouped into syllable blocks. Each syllable block contains up to four letters and begins with a consonant. Each consonant is followed by one or two vowels, and sometimes there is a final consonant. Korean can be written in vertical columns from top to bottom and right to left, or in horizontal rows running from left to right. King Sejong created an easily learnable alphabet. However, not everyone accepted Hangul immediately. Scholars who had spent years learning Hanja, the Korean word for Chinese characters, especially disliked the new alphabet. They referred to Hangul as morning letters, because the alphabet could be learned in a single morning. Sometimes they called it women letters, because at that time, only males could be scholars. For centuries, Hangul was mainly used by people of lower social status. In the 19th and 20th centuries, most Koreans used a writing system that combined Chinese characters and Hangul. Since World War II, however, Hangul has become more and more popular in South Korea. And in 1949, North Korea outlawed the use of Hanja altogether. The use of Hangul has had some remarkable results. Korean children learn to write at an early age, and illiteracy is almost unknown. Moreover, because Hangul is a phonetic alphabet, it is better suited for computer keyboards and computer programs than a pictograph-based language. A 15th-century alphabet has helped Korea in the global marketplace. Understandably, Hangul is a source of Korean pride. For many years, on October 9th, the nation celebrated Hangul Day. Many people were disappointed when the government recently decided that Hangul Day would no longer be celebrated as an official national holiday. Others outside Korea were disappointed also. In fact, there are many people worldwide who think that Hangul is a wonderful invention, and that October 9th should be celebrated everywhere as World Linguistics Day.